Blog Talk Radio.
To be pleasing in your sight. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Jesus, hallelujah. Prepare me, Lord Jesus. I want to be pleasing in your sight. Hallelujah, glory be to God. How many of you want to be pleasing in God's eyes? Amen. How many of you can you say you want to be pleasing in Jesus' sight? If you just let him in, he'll purge you. Hallelujah. He'll clean you. He'll wash you. He'll make you clean from the inside out if you let him in. Just, you heard what they say. Just let him in. Hallelujah. I want to be pleasing. What about you? I want to see Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to do his will. I want to do it his way. I want to do what thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, for our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I shall make my boast in the Lord. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's one thing, hallelujah, hallelujah, that I will seek after, and that is that I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm happy about Jesus. What about you? Have you been washed in the blood of the Lamb? Have you been purged with his? Hallelujah. Have you been washed? Hallelujah. Have you been cleansed? Have you been born again? Have you been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ? Have you gone down in the water for the remission of your sins? Hallelujah. That you may come up with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to be pleasing. Hallelujah. Good afternoon and praise the Lord and welcome to Jabez Radio One. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett. I'm joining you. Good afternoon and praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. I want to be pleasing. What about you? Do you want to be pleasing in Jesus' eyesight? I want to be pleasing. I got to be pleasing. I got to be holy. What about you? I got to live right. Hallelujah. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, for our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I shall make my boast in the Lord. Hallelujah. Who made heaven and earth, the creator of the heaven and earth and the universe, to God be the glory. It's one thing that I will delight in to seek after, and that is that I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Because I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, for our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Jesus Christ is the soon and coming King. There's none like Jesus, none in all the earth. Have you been born again? Have you been washed in the blood of the Lamb? Have you been purged with hyssop that Jesus might make you white as snow? Hallelujah. Have you gone down in the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. Have you repented of your sins? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and he changes not. And he said he's coming back. He's coming back for a church that has made herself ready. Will you be ready when Jesus comes? We're living in the last days. Perilous times have come. Men are lovers of themselves. They're boasters, proud, haters of God. They're on Facebook posing. Hallelujah. Look at me. Watch what I do. You see me. Hallelujah. But guess what? Jesus said, behold, I am the way. Hallelujah. The truth and the life. Amen. These are the times that we're living in. People are hate you because of you have the love of God dwelling in you. The despisers, the Bible said they would be despisers of them that do good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, good afternoon and praise the Lord and welcome to Jabez Radio One. I get excited when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me. My soul can't help but cry out, hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. What about you? Amen. I'm glad about Jesus today. Today is the day that the Lord has made. I shall and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're talking today about being washed, being purged, being clean. Jesus said in his word, Psalm 51, David cried out to the Lord. He says, wash, purge me. Wash me, purge me with hyssop that I might be white as snow. Let's go to the scriptures. I'm just so excited about Jesus and what he's doing in my life and the life of others. Jesus Christ is the soon and coming King, and he is glorifying his church at this time. Jesus is the great I am. We bring you greetings from Glory Revealed Mission and Happy Start Learning Center. I'm glad that Jesus has called me for such a time as this, to minister his word, to preach the word of God, amen, that others might be saved. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He says, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest for your soul. He says, be not weary in well-doing. He told you in his word, you will reap if you faint not. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But we have some prerequisites that we must complete, and that is that we must first repent of our sins and then be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of our sins. And Jesus will wash us, and then he can clean us up from all of our secret faults and presumptuous sins. And he said, all things passed away, and behold, hallelujah, he says, I'll do a new thing. He says, those new, behold, he says, I'll make all things new. Our scripture is coming from 51st Psalm, the 51st Psalm. And this is where David had implored of the Lord to cleanse him and purge him with hyssop. David had sinned with Bathsheba, and he implored of the Lord to wash him, purge him with hyssop, that he might be white as snow. Amen, amen. Praise be to God. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me, hallelujah, the joy of thy salvation. And behold, uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and thy mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. a broken and a contrite heart, oh God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shall thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Father, in the most precious and mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come right now lifting your name on high, Father, for there is none like you in all the earth. You are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and to God be the glory. Father, we ask that you forgive us of our sins today. We ask that you will purge us with hyssop, that we might be white as snow. Wash us and clean us up from our secret, false, and presumptuous sins. Let us not walk in the way of the evildoer in the name of Jesus, but let us walk, Father God, in the spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Let us acknowledge you. Help us acknowledge you, Father, in all of our ways, and you direct our path. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that your anointing will remove every burden and destroy every yoke of bondage off of each one that's listening under the sound of my voice and that will listen in the name of Jesus, that we might be pleasing in your sight, O God, Lord, our Redeemer. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Praise God. I want to be pleasing. Hallelujah. I got to be pleasing in Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. So Jesus is letting us know that there is some iniquity that's in every man. And we must examine ourselves daily, Jesus said. Examine yourself daily. He tells us in his word to confess your faults one to another that ye may be healed. If we want to exalt ourselves, he tells us to humble ourselves, and I will exalt you in due season. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the kind of God I serve. That's the kind of God we serve. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus, he never changes. There's nothing too hard for God. Earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal, because Jesus is a heart fixer. Hallelujah. He's a mind regulator. Hallelujah. Jesus is the great I am. There's nothing too hard for God. And neither are our arms are too short to box with God. So all we have to do is surrender. Jesus tells us to come unto him. He says, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, he said, I'll give you rest. He just wants us to acknowledge him in all of our ways. He'll direct our path. He'll order our steps. He says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you want promotion? Do you want the house? Do you want the car? Jesus says it's in him, Jesus Christ, that we live, move, and have our being. He tells us all the cattle on 1,000 hills belong to him. So if you are an heir, his child, then you have access to everything here on earth. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and they that dwell therein. Amen. Amen. Jesus says all he wants us to do is to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Everything else will be added unto us. So we have to want to be clean. We have to want to be right, because Jesus Christ, he has a Holy Spirit that he encamps around us once we have repented of our sins and been baptized in the name of Jesus. He endows us and fills us with the Holy Spirit. Amen. His Holy Spirit. He says, the Comforter. which is the Holy Ghost. He says it's going to lead and guide you into all truth. So his Holy Spirit, his Holy Ghost, it cannot dwell in an unclean vessel. Hallelujah. No, it cannot. It will not. It has to be clean. The vessel, our earthen vessel, has to be holy. It has to be sanctified. It has to be pure meat for the master's use. Hallelujah. It can't be full of filth and dirt. We have to be clean and holy. Jesus said, holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. No man. He says, be holy, for I am holy. Hallelujah. But we got to be clean. We got to clean up our act. We got to clean our soul. Our soul is our will, our mind, and our emotions. We got to get rid of dirty thoughts, stinking thinking. He says, think on those things that are lovely, that are just, that are pure, that have a good report. Amen. Think on those things. Hallelujah. He says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's put on the mind of Christ. And help us, Lord, to put on the mind of Christ. To think on those things that are just, that are pure, that are lovely, that are of a good report. Amen. Hallelujah. So David asked the Lord and implored of the Lord to purge him with hyssop. Then he said, wash me, he says, and I shall be whiter than snow. Jesus also tells us in the 12th verse, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. The word of God is quick, is powerful, and is sharper than any two-edged sword. And David is crying out to the Lord, creating him a clean heart and renewing him a right spirit. But this word is inspired by God, amen? So when I say God said, because the word of God is inspired. It's the word of God. Man speaks as God make intercession. Jesus, the Son of God, make intercession for us. Amen? And with groanings that cannot be just, we can just utter. We don't, some people can't even understand what they're saying. They're speaking in another language. But the Spirit of God tells us here, through David, when David cries out to the Lord, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. How many of us have joy? Joy unspeakable and full of glory. How many of us? The joy of the Lord, he says, is my what? Strength. Hallelujah. How many of us lost our joy? We need to get our joy back. Amen. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit that we talked about. Jesus says, they that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. So we know Jesus or his spirit is not going to dwell, the Holy Spirit is not going to dwell in an unclean vessel. So we have to clean our act up. We have to clean ourselves up. We have to clean our soul. We have to cleanse our soul. Our soul is the way we think, our will, our mind, our emotions. Amen. Our soul. We have to wash our souls. Wash our minds. Amen. And ask God to order our steps so that we might have that joy, that our joy, not only that joy that's unspeakable, but that he said that our joy might be full. Have you ever had joy? Not happiness. I'm talking about joy. The joy. He said, where just you can't even express it. It just you just shake your head because it's just joy. No words can describe joy. Happiness, a man, a woman can make you happy. But only God can give you joy and full of glory and joy unspeakable. The joy that I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. The joy of the Lord is my strength. How many of us need our joy back? We need a cleansing. We need a purging. We need a washing. We need a renewal. Amen? If you think about a bride who's preparing herself for her wedding day, a lot of women wear snow white, and it represents purity when they lie to the Holy Ghost because they're not pure in that sense. The bride was wearing symbolically the white symbolically meant she was pure. She was a virgin, amen, before she was married. So many women said, well, I want to have that representation, but I don't have the testimony. Jesus tells us that he would cast our sins into the sea of forgetfulness, and he'll remember them no more. Now, we can put on the white garment, and we can put on a show. We can pretend, and we can put on a facade. But Jesus knows. He knows our heart. He knows our thoughts, and he's the discerner of our thoughts and the intentions of our heart. And symbolically, he's telling us today that we need to purge ourselves. We need to wash ourselves, purge ourselves with his, wash ourselves, cleanse our thoughts, that we might be white as snow, on the inside, on the inside. He'll give us that white robe in glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But Jesus wants us to cleanse ourselves, cleanse our soul. We have an opportunity to get it right, to live for Jesus Christ. Jesus said the gospel would be preached unto all the world, and then the end would come. Everybody's going to have an opportunity to wash their souls, to be made whole. Amen? Amen. One thing about it is, I didn't lie to the Holy Ghost when I got married. I wore a pink dress. A pink dress. I could not wear a snow white dress because that was not a good representation. I had washed my soul, but I didn't have that testimony to wear a white gown. And Jesus says, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. What he's telling us today, wash yourself. Cleanse yourself from secret faults and presumptuous sins. He's telling us to get ready. Get ready. Get ready, listeners. Get ready that because Jesus is coming back. He's coming back. And he says, when the trumpet sounds, He says, the dead in Christ shall rise first. So let us, everyone, examine ourselves daily. Confess our faults one to another that we might be healed. And let's ask God to help us walk in the Spirit that we may not fulfill the lust of the flesh, that he may say, well done, when he returns, in the name of Jesus Christ. Join me, Maria Triplett, Evangelist Maria Triplett, Saturday, May 29th in Louisville, Mississippi, downtown Louisville at the Red Hills Festival. The Lord has blessed me with Heavenly Soaps business, heavenlysoaps.org. You can visit the website, heavenlysoaps.org. We will also, the soap is available, hyssop soap is available, the holy herb is available also. Heavenly Soaps is selling it on walmart.com. Heavenly Soap, hyssop soap, H-Y-S-S-O-S-S-O-P. And this is the soap that David asked the Lord to wash him with. We love each and every one of you. We ask and pray that God may keep you. And we thank you for listening and tuning in. And to my Aunt Jean, thank you for tuning in today. May God continue to bless each and every one of you as we continue on this journey and endure hardness as good soldiers. God bless you. Glory to God.